You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning, Denver's Mix 100. The game is rattle off. These lines are full. And we're going to talk to, I have to say, I like this name, Savannah.
Ooh, na, na.
That's a beautiful name.
Yeah. Ooh, na, na.
Hi.
What are you doing, Savannah? What are you up to today?
Good morning. I'm driving to work. What are y'all doing?
Just sitting here waiting for you to call.
Talking on the radio.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is your work?
I am a realtor in Denver.
Are you?
Do you have anything listed right now?
That's me. I'm working on it.
So that's a no.
Okay.
All right. Are you new to the industry then?
I am. I got my exam passed. And I took school for a month, passed the exam. I'm working at a brokerage firm and I have a buyer.
Well, good for you, Savannah.
For you.
You're
going
to kick butt. You got a charming personality. You're going to go far. Mm. That's great.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. It's all about a mailing list, I'm telling you right now. Get your mailing list going. Build that up, okay?
Yeah, start getting those flyers out.
Yes.
Boy, we had a realtor moving into our neighborhood, and it's nonstop flyers on the door now.
Woo. You like them?
I'm not
Do
a
I
fan
like them?
Of that, but
no,
a,
I don't.
But building a mailing list is different from throwing flyers.
It's a constant rotation of flyers. Don't do that, Savannah. You're going to annoy your neighborhood.
Mm.
I'll put you on my mailing list. How's that?
All right.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Hey, you know what else? Here's the other advice for you. When you get your picture taken for your business cards,
mm-hmm.
do not have your hand anywhere near your face.
It's super
okay?
cheesy.
Don't do that.
Okay, perfect.
Did you already get your pictures done?
Do you have a headshot right
I
now?
I did. Yes.
Is your hand near your face?
Nowhere near it. I have
okay, good.
Weird little tiny hands. I don't like them.
You have little tiny hands. Well, now I'm kind of changing my mind. I kind of want your little teeny tiny hands up by your face now.
Yeah. Like you're playing peekaboo, but you can't hide your face.
Uh-huh.
Like it only covers like your nose.
I kind of want to buy a house just so I can go sign papers with you now and see if you can hold a pen.
She's got that giant pencil in her hand.
It's like...
Two-handed. Oh, Savannah. You're fun.
You know what? My stepdaughter has tiny little like hobbit hands.
Hmm.
And we give her a hard time about it all the time. I mean, we just really do.
She hates high-fiving people.
She's really only like
she can
high
get
two and
all
a half.
All the things out of small spaces. That's what it's like for.
That's true.
If you drop something
like if you drop something
table.
In between that crack in your car, between the you know the console and your seat,
mm-hmm.
Savannah's down in there.
Call Savannah.
Getting that chicken nugget that fell down in there.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
Well, let me ask you something. This buyer that you've got, have they been going, have you been taking them around to see how many houses have you shown them?
We have been. You know, they're really, really quick. It's a hot market. So we're going to look towards the end of this month, actually.
Okay. Just starting.
All right.
Well, good luck.
All right. It's we've enjoyed
Thank
talking
you.
To you. Do you think you should play the game now?
I think so.
Are you nervous?
Right. Nah, you can do this.
I am
10
too.
Seconds.
I'm freaking out.
You nervous for her?
I am.
You know, it's not so much, Savannah, that you might do it and fail. It's that you would do it and fail in front of hundreds of thousands of people who are listening and judging you
it's
right now.
It's so embarrassing.
That's what makes it difficult.
Yeah.
You know, it's the public humiliation, Savannah.
Give her five things she couldn't hold in her tiny hands.
Piano.
An apple.
A walnut. Whoa.
Whoa, whoa. All right.
No. I'll tell you what. I'll give you this one because this one makes us laugh just thinking about it. So in 10 seconds, we need five things, Savannah, that you might see in a tree that are not part of the tree. Five things that you might see in a tree that aren't part of the tree. Ready and go.
A squirrel, a balloon, a plastic bag, a kid, a kitty cat,
They fly.
Is that five?
Yeah. A bird. A bird, yeah. You got six then. There you go.
You got six. You're a
winner, Savannah Unana.
I'm so excited.
Good job.
You did it. All of that, you were all nervous and worried, and no, you were a pro.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I really called because nobody ever sounds excited on the phone. And I was like, what are you doing? You're on the radio. Get excited.
Well, why don't you call us every day?
Yeah, you're oozing excitement.
Mm-hmm. And I don't mean for rattle off, because you can only do that every couple of months, but you should just call us every day and just check in. Hi, this is Savannah.
I think I will.
I'm checking in, and we'll
sold
quiz
another
you on
house
something.
Again.
Yeah.
I'm so rich now.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Yeah, that's the thing. She's going to get all rich and stuff, and she's not going to call us anymore.
Is that true?
I sure will. I'll invite you to all my parties.
All right. Savannah parties are the best parties.
Have you ever been to the town, the city, Savannah, in Georgia? Have you been there?
I have, actually, a lot of times.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's a beautiful town.
It's gorgeous. I bought my wedding dress there, too.
You did?
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
Oh.
How come?
I just happened to be visiting family nearby, and we drove up to Savannah and thought we'd check it out, and I found my beautiful wedding gown.
All right. You still have that thing?
I sure do.
Well, what's she going to do with it? Throw it away?
Well, I mean, not everybody does. Like, Gretchen doesn't have her wedding dress.
Tossed it out, huh?
And you guys lost Nicole's, you said.
We have no idea where Nick Nack's wedding dress is.
Mm.
Gone.
How long ago was your wedding, Savannah?
It was, well...
Yes?
The one where I wore that dress.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No, we eloped. We eloped in Denver. And I wore a cute little wedding dress. And then I had a second wedding in St. Thomas.
In St. Thomas, same really?
Same guy, same family, same everything.
Oh, yeah, double weddings.
I'll be damned.
That's cool.
Now you do have to call us at least a couple times a week, okay?
No problem.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. And Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you all about your prize, okay?
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for making our day.
Thank you for listening, for having fun with your boys in the morning. Well, that was absolutely delightful.
She was great.